beautiful best friend. What's up? I'm at my apartment. Why? Did you miss me in class today? I know, I suck. I'm a terrible friend. I don't know, I just wasn't feeling up for it today, that's all. No, I'm not fucking pregnant, you goof. Why is that always your immediate question? It's nothing, I swear, I'm fine. I'm okay, I'm even getting a head start on my paper due next week, so. Oh, God, can we just please drop this? I know we made a pact to never let the other person go to that asshole of a teacher's lectures alone, but I just couldn't. Oh my God, no, this isn't fucking about him. Shit, I'm sorry. I hate that even the mention of his stupid name, so it gets to me. I mean, I can't even go to class without worrying that I'm gonna see him. And because of that, I leave my best friend stranded. I'm pathetic. Yeah, I know it's only been a week, but God, I mean, it feels like a lifetime. At least that's what it felt like when we were together. I mean, we were all best friends before he and I started dating, and now it's... Everything reminds me of him. My clothes still smell like him. His goddamn profile is still my Netflix account. I haven't even got rid of anything he's bought me. I've been thinking about going to return it to him, and I make it as far as his place, but can never get out of my car. I mean, I should be glad, right? We ended on good terms, a mutual agreement that we just didn't have time for each other. Everyone's dream, right? Yeah, I guess I just thought it would hurt a lot less, but at this point, I'd rather him hate me. Well, of course I don't actually mean that, but I still think it'd be easier to cope. I don't know. But I do know that I saw him and Grace at the library the other day, and it made my blood boil. I mean, we all know she's been wanting to ride his dick since senior year of high school. And the thing is, she even saw me. Yeah, the bitch caressed his shoulder and laughed at something he said, which probably wasn't even that funny, all while looking at me. Yeah, I almost snapped my pencil in half. I was yeah, I know. Don't let her get to you, blah, blah. Like, can you just come over later and so you can just listen to me complain and cry and just be miserable? Oh, please. I'll order pizza and you can, you know, you still have your ice cream here, so. Aw, you can't say no to me. You're the best. Alright. Laters, baby. It's been an hour already and I'm almost done with my rough draft. Maybe I'm not so pathetic. Use your key, dummy. Didn't you make yourself a key to my place? What are you doing here? Of course you didn't see me at class today. It's because I wasn't there. Because I didn't feel like it. I know about the stupid pact. Why does everyone keep reminding me? I'm the one who made it up. You know what? Can you just tell me what you want and leave, please? Oh, holy shit, I'm not being rude. You're just pissing me off and I'm confused on why you're at my fucking doorstep in the first place. You want to talk? Oh, God. About what? No, you can't come in. You are so fucking annoying. Like, you have 2 minutes to speak and then I don't want to hear from you ever again. Got it? Of course I mean that. Look, if you're just gonna waste my time, you should just leave. I'm sure Grace would love to have you over instead. You fucking heard me. In fact, I'm sure she's probably waiting for you to hit her up as we speak, glancing at her phone every 2 seconds. I mean, the way she was looking at you. Practically eye-fucking you. Did I touch a nerve? You're not smirking anymore. Shut up. That's all you have to say. Shut up. You, the one who always has something to say. The one who always has to get the last word in. And all you can say is shut up. What? Did I deflate that huge ego of yours? Saying it louder doesn't make you sound any more convincing. And the way you're all in my face right now, breathing hard, staring at my lips. God, you want to kiss me so bad. It's killing you that you're not touching me right now. Is that it? Just wanted to fuck? Fucking bang out your problems? What? Little Gracie wasn't enough for you? Just couldn't wait to get all my clothes off, huh? It's all on your face. So now that I'm under you naked, what are you gonna do now? What are you waiting for? It's all yours. Stop, please don't stop. You like to watch me scream? Fuck you. You just want to hear me beg for you just like I used to, huh? Well, how about you fucking make me? I can't come until I do. Let me come. Be a good girl, please. Yes, yes, I promise. Please, don't fuck. Oh, fuck. Please fuck me. I want you inside of me, please. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yes, this tight little pussy is yours. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm your little slut. I'm your little slut. That was well, I cannot believe that just happened. Miss me that much, huh? All right, says the one who showed up at my place unannounced. You know, I'm no expert in these things, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to hook up with your ex right after a breakup. Yeah, even if it was good as, oh, shit. Oh, no, no, why not just call me? Well, fuck. No, it's a FaceTime. If I don't answer, I'll look even more suspicious, and I already missed all the fucking texts. Okay, just, hand me the blanket on the floor. Hurry. Okay, and it's, please don't say anything. Please, I beg of you, please. Okay. Hey, my beautiful best friend. What? No, I'm fine. Yeah, shit, I'm sorry. I just now saw your text. Yeah, I was busy, doing my paper, you know, the one I was talking about earlier. Yeah, that means I also forgot to order the pizza. I'm sorry. Yeah, that'd be great, actually. It'd be amazing. Just get whatever kind you want. I'll pay you back. Great. Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. Yeah, I'll let him know you said hey. Yep. Considering this is a FaceTime, I'm sure he can already hear you. So, okay, I'm gonna hang up now before I burst from embarrassment. So, Yep. Okay. All right. Bye bye now. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm never gonna hear the end of that. That's gonna be great. You know, it's pretty much your fault anyway, so. Well, I know it takes two to tango, but if I'm being honest, I had a feeling this would happen the moment I opened the door. I mean, no matter how hard I tried to hide it, I guess I wanted you just as much as you wanted me. Well, the good news is we still have 30 minutes to do whatever we want. Got any ideas?